It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday. It's time to get out in your backyard and create some smoke, a little grill envy with the next door neighbor. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, grilling world. My name is Barbecue Bob, and I am the original infrared neck. It is a beautiful day, and we are having a Cinco de Mayo today. It's going to be an excellent day to throw down some Mexican. What do you say?
I tell you what, we are going to throw down a little Mexican. Throughout the show today, we're going to weave that in and out of here. We've got some recipes for some Mexican delights. You know, Cinco de Mayo is largely a United States holiday, and we're going to break that down a little bit, tell you a little bit of the history there. We've got a full show today. We've got Artesian Distillers, one of Michigan's own distillers, on the show with us today. We're going to be doing some safety check. Bob's got a little thing called Cole Pepper's Rib Tips. You're going to want to hang out and listen to that one. And we're going to be breaking down the ancho chili pepper seasonings. Very classic Cinco de Mayo slash Mexican seasoning that's used in a lot of dishes. You don't want a lot of it, but Bob's going to teach us how to do that. Our friend Chris Marks, you're not going to believe this one. Chris Marks is going to do a Mexican goat recipe. Yeah, you heard it right.
Gave away the surprise.
Well, you got to hang in for that. But right now, we've got joining us, we've got Amir from Artesian Distillers. Hey, how you doing today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you again. Amir has a phenomenal facility. He and his wife, who's too shy to come on the radio, but tell us about Artesian Distilleries.
Distillers. Well, we are a local Grand Rapids distillery. We've been here 2 years, and now we're really getting to the point of getting our brands marketed into the community, getting it integrated, and we'd like people to try our products that we've manufactured. Beautiful quality ingredients, beautiful. We have dark rum, we have vodkas, we have spice rum. Quite a bit of diversity into the portfolio, if you will.
So now the reason that we met you is because Jop ran into you, El Jopo.
Yeah, right. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Cinco de Mayo, right? Jop's fine.
Cinco de you too, eh?
Yeah, right.
So Jop met you at Red's on the river.
We did, and I think that we had some mutual friends there, and we talked a little bit about your business. But now you're just getting started in Michigan. You're spread out across the United States already, we were talking about, but your brands are just coming into Michigan, and that's kind of why we wanted to chat, is get the word out. Because, Bob, you spent some time with Amir last night, didn't you?
I did my research and development yesterday. I took one for the team and went over to the distillery, and it's an amazing facility. First of all, hats off to you, because the engineering in there, and I mean, stainless, everything is up to code. I mean, it's matter of fact beyond code. You've been tortured by the locals, I'm sure. He makes a rum that I just want to talk about for a minute. Tell me about your rum. What do you call it? And how in the world did you ever come up with that recipe?
Well, it's our dark rum. It's a cane sugar rum that we manufacture. We age it in bourbon barrels with our own particular spices that's rested into the barrels for about a year. And once we bring it out, it's unbelievably smooth. We also market it at 90 proof. It certainly doesn't feel that way. It's a very nice product.
Yeah, Randy's not a big rum guy, but over the years, my wife and I have been going to the Caribbean, and I've really become fond of rum versus maybe beer, because you can have it with a diet soda and save a few calories. So, and I've migrated towards dark rums to the point to where I've probably tried just about every dark rum out there, and seriously, I'm really picky. That is a phenomenal, the best tasting dark rum I have ever tried anywhere in the world.
Thank you.
I'm serious. Not just because you're from Michigan, I mean, you've got a formula there that is worth shouting about. So
thank you.
That's going to be $14.92.
Cristobal Reserve.
Columbus Sail the Ocean Blue. You got to pick up a bottle. What you do. I don't know.
Okay. So. That was almost the newest Grilling Guys rap right there.
Hey.
But anyway, well, Amir, thank you. You've got a great business, and I know that this thing is going to take off like a rocket here in Michigan. I haven't had a chance to try any of your stuff yet, but Bob is attesting to it, and you know, you brought some samples.
We brought
later
Shasta
in the day.
And Corey there, too, from Old World Olive Press, some of our sponsors, and they loved it.
Great,
as a matter of fact.
Great,
so you just stick around with us a little bit. We've got more work to do, but if we get a chance, we want to chat just a little bit later, all right?
Of course.
Great. Thank you. All right, that's Artesian Distillers.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. And we would like to welcome some of our sponsor or our affiliates that across the state. We are live and local in 12 different markets around the state. Some of you may be listening for the first time. We'd like to welcome our friends over in Lansing at WVFN, the Fan, or the Game, pardon me, in Ann Arbor, Sports Talk 1050. We've got the Score down in Battle Creek, couple stations over in Flint. Boy, they got some rain in Flint yesterday. I don't know if you saw any of that stuff over there, but I-69 and 75 where they meet. There was a semi-truck where it was stuck in the road, and the water was coming in the doors of the cab. You saw people walking up to that, man. The guy was chest deep in the water on the interstate.
Yeah, Jop, this is our Virgin broadcast from WTKA, the voice of the Wolverines in Ann Arbor, 1050. Yeah. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody out there in Ann Arbor. And my buddy Dave Maskowitz, I need a cigar.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about cigars and in the back deck. And I'd have one of those, maybe one of Amir's cocktails with us, and we're out on the deck, and you've got this recipe, Bob. It's called Cole Pepper's Rib Tips. Now, rib tips are something that a lot of people throw away when they're trimming their ribs, but they're actually a very good cut. They make a great little snack. They cook up a little quicker, usually, so let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Cole Pepper, he's the co-founder of the Jacksonville Backyard Barbecue Championships to benefit Daniel Kids. It's just a big benefit they do down there, but Cole Pepper's gotten to be a very famous barbecuer. And the key is here, he's doing something that I traditionally don't do, but I'm liking it more and more, and that's brining the ribs. Now, Rob Russell and Chris Marks will argue with me on that because that's not the Kansas City way, but you know what? There's people all around the country do it a little different, and
right.
I kind of like that. I hope they're not listening.
Brining is, again, what, real quick?
Yeah, just sea salt and water, a little citrus juice. I've posted this on thegrillingguys.com. You can go to that post, and it's called Cole Pepper Rib Tips. And, you know, I would put them in, I'd put them in that brine for maybe 12 hours. Or 12 hours.
So what we're really doing is we're soaking that meat in a salt saline solution.
And sugar. Yep.
So you got a little salt, you got a little sugar.
And citrus.
And that does two things. One is it'll tenderize the meat because the salts break down the tissues a little bit and make them a little more tender. But two, you're actually imparting a moisture into the meat as well, aren't you?
Right. And the salt's really more of an enhancer. That enhances the flavor and helps the moisture penetrate. But the citrus is the part that's going to start tearing down that connective tissue.
Right.
That's
acid. And if I was making a brine, is it more salt, more sugar, more citrus? Is it equal parts? What's that look like?
You know, depending on the amount of ribs you have, but if I've got 2 gallons of water that I'm going to put them in, I'm probably going to throw in about a half a cup of salt and a half a cup of sugar.
Okay. And the citrus is just a squirt of this or that?
Yeah, probably, you know, 2 or 3 limes.
Okay, are you squeezing them?
Them and throw them in there.
Yep.
But you got to be careful on how much acid you put in there because it'll start to cook the meat, actually.
Okay, and then length of time you said is how long?
No more than 12 hours.
Right.
But if you do 4 or 5 hours, you're good.
Yeah. So coming up on the next segment, we're going to be doing some finishing up that recipe on the Cole Pepper's rib tips. After we get it out of the brine, we're going to throw it on the grill for you. We're going to perform some safety checks on your grill as well, and we're going to break down those ancho peppers. We're the Grilling Guys. We're smoking up your backyard. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.